Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives, access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-hosts, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, is coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. I hope you've had a wonderful weekend.
Yes. And tonight on Conscious Conversations, we are talking about new beginnings. And this is the time of year for us starting something new, although potential can happen at any time. What is being released in your life to make way for something new to emerge? We're going to talk about these things and more from a greater perspective of consciousness.
It's important, and we have listeners all over the world, so we want you to appreciate that we're appreciating that you're seasonal. You may not be stepping into spring, you may be stepping into a different time, but that it doesn't matter. New beginnings happen anytime, and we just associate new growth with spring, et cetera, et cetera. But we're very open that change can happen anytime. That's what
yes.
we do.
That's why I avoided saying anything about spring. I said this time of year, which could also just mean it's a few months past the New Year's, because most everybody does say that January 1st is New Year's.
Right.
So, yeah. You're,
depends on what calendar you're following. I mean, you know. You
exactly.
Yeah. So.
When's the New Year in the Judaic calendar?
You got me blank there, girl.
Yeah.
Tune in to your dead relatives.
They will tell you.
The
Chinese New Year is in February. Yeah. That's right. And a lot of Asia actually celebrates the New Year in February. So I guess regardless, yeah. sometime or other, we're having a New Year and people are experiencing new beginnings. And yet you can have a new beginning at any time. And we have got a lot to talk about. Yeah. Let us start with telling people how they can go deeper with us and how to connect with us beyond the show.
Good job. Go for it.
All right. Well, my website is joan-newcomb.com, and you can go there to find out about the different things I offer. I offer meetups around the Puget Sound in Tacoma, Seattle, Bellevue, and sometimes Olympia, and the most up-to-date schedule is there. I also put out YouTube videos, Mystic Minute YouTube videos twice a week, and the most recent ones are on that site, joan-newcomb.com. And there is a quiz there that if you enter your email, you can get a quiz to discover what your life purpose is and to rediscover your passion for life. So it's a pretty powerful quiz. And I also have my most recent offering, which is a private mentorship program, 12 Weeks to Transformation. If you want to know more about how to work with me and completely transform your life in 12 weeks, it is there at joannewcomb.com. And what's yours, Janet?
Let me see. My website is janetandbeyond.com, all spelled out one word. You can always get a hold of me at my email address, janetb@janetandbeyond. And I offer meetups, which, if you're not familiar with the term, but maybe there's someone who isn't, is meetup.com offers all kinds of group events for people all over the world, I suppose. And so mine are posted on Meetup. And you can find me at Conscious Conversations with Janet or Consciousness Playground on Tuesdays and Thursdays here in the Portland, Oregon, United States area. And you can join us there. And you can also, we want to remind everybody about our free conference call. For those of you that are outside of either of our local areas, you're more than welcome and a great opportunity to practice what we do and be with us is on our free conference call. And those are offered on Thursday, third Thursdays of the month. And next one is April 21st at 7 p.m. Pacific. And we take the hour to really go deep and make sure that whoever's on that call really is getting the skill sets developed to do this kind of work with us so that you can have those changes that we talk about and experience always more easily accessible for you. So we want to... And then both Joan and I have wonderful blogs. Hers comes out on Fridays. Mine comes out on Mondays. We write about life in the beyond me, and she writes about her adventures in density and effort. And we share with what we're noticing to all our fans out there. So please, you can join us off of our Facebook group fan page. We post stuff there. And your Facebook information is which one is that, Jan? For people to get
my Facebook information, you can find me on Facebook at Joan Marjorie Newcomb, or my fan page is Joan Newcomb. And of course, you can also join us. I believe you just said this on Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Yeah.
The group there. Let me see. I also have a meetup group there, Conscious Conversations. So you'll pretty much land anywhere there. Also, my Twitter is at Joan Newcomb. You mentioned the show's Twitter at Joan and Janet. So you can follow us there. And did you mention subscribe to us on YouTube?
No, I didn't get that far yet. Go for it.
Okay, subscribe to us on YouTube. We have all our archive shows not only on the BBS Network, but we also have them on YouTube. So if that's your preferred method of viewing, you can binge watch, listen to us on YouTube at Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. People do bliss out listening to the show because of dropping into heart space is such a wonderful experience. So that is another avenue to get in touch with us.
Yeah, and the topics that we mention each week are kind of just like out there in the field. So whenever you're catching the podcast as a podcast and we're talking about a particular subject, that information is still out and present because there is no time or space in the work we do, in the reality that we hold this in. So you might be listening to us not on Sunday night, you might be listening to us at a different time. And what we talk about today here with New Beginnings, for instance, is totally still active and alive and out there. So when you listen in, that is all going on at the same time. You'll notice it in the way you notice it. And it's just allowing you to say, oh, okay, there it is. And you can play along. So that's what's fun about this work. Isn't it, Joan? I mean, there's no time with it.
And right. There's no time and no space. And that's one of the things we usually say to people at the end of the show is that no matter when they are listening, they have helped co-create this experience because as consciousness, everything is happening at once.
And for people that are new to consciousness technologies or the thought of themselves as consciousness, this is what is part of this, is that, that this is how we hold this. And it's just an exciting way to live. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
So what about our new beginnings before we go to break? What do we want to let them know real quick?
Well, let me see. There's a lot to say about new beginnings and the breakthroughs that are happening, especially just in general on the planet. Everyone is experiencing it uniquely, differently, in their own way. And yet there's this prevalent tension, I would say. Like the entire planet is experiencing tension and physical discomfort, I think, as the old is breaking away. And at the same time, there's an exhilaration on a consciousness level. We're exhilarated because we're turned on by change. And so we're excited about what's coming up. No matter what looks disastrous in your life right now, there's an aspect of you that is surfing forward on the waves of change.
It hits everybody differently.
Yes.
But I don't think you can get away from feeling something. It's just if you know how to label it. And for those of us who do this all the time, it's really not labelable either, right?
Right.
We were just talking about that. It's like when we think about what we've been feeling today and yesterday and the day before and last week and the week before that, and you go, okay, stuff is up. And sometimes it's not till it's past you go, oh, that's what that was, right?
So yes.
And we want to help all of us learn to be okay with whatever you are and know that whatever you call it doesn't really matter. Life is changing and we're part of that.
Yeah. So Janet is going to take us into heart space in just a second here. But we have to stop for a commercial break. So stay tuned because we're talking about new beginnings in consciousness and we'll be doing it in heart space right after these messages.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan, and I'm along here with Janet, and we are talking about new beginnings and consciousness.
Yeah. Boy, it's easy when it's nice and pretty outside. And then for some of us, somewhere in the world, it might not be so pretty. It might be the dark. It might be whatever. But just, yeah, all you could do is go within and embrace life from that perspective as consciousness, I think. And let's look at what new beginnings and what maybe that means for some of us. It might mean something different for the individual. So let's see. Well, where do we want to start today? And I always take this from the place of what's showing up in the moment and now. So you'll never hear me say the same thing twice too often, mainly because I won't remember that I've said it before. So, but let's just notice, everyone, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, what it's like, just this is the end of the week, the beginning of the week. See, there you go. It's the end of the week, the beginning of the week, in that transition state. So just allow yourself to recognize it, that something's coming to rest. There we go. And if you're lying down, you're sitting up, whatever it might be, just allow that part of you that can be here present with us to be present and let the rest of it go. And let's just notice, what do we notice? Oh, there seems to be a lot of neck strain. So everybody, you've kind of probably been rationalizing and reasoning your way through life. We do that sometimes. So we're just going to allow, there you go. Just feel the shoulders drop. There you go. You didn't even realize you were up there. So allow your shoulders to drop. There it goes, down the back. There's the breath. And I hear the word melting. So just allow yourself to melt. There you go. There you go. And as you melt, bring your awareness into the melt. Don't observe yourself melting. Melt. There you go. And we'll bring it down to the area that we're going to register as heart, the physical heart. and just check in and bless that. Be grateful for the sign of life that it is, connection that it offers. There we go. And then as that deepens into the emotional terrain, which for many, that's what heart means, is their emotional awareness. So just notice. Don't be attached. Allow the information to be useful. Notice if you're upset about something or feeling compromised or giggly or whatever the emotional state. And you may have more than one. I mean, we're very rarely just only one thing at any one time. So just notice all the different things that might be going on that you might be feeling and allow it to just soften. There you go. There's another breath. And now let's go for heart that is the core essence of all, where you and I are one, where we are on the infinite sea of potential and we are showing up as the bits and pieces of photons and thought, stories, myths, language, things, and resonances that are all falling into patterns. And then in that sea of potential, any of that just goes back to bits and pieces. And there's really no attachment. And if you find yourself holding a sense of attachment about what you're noticing, just notice that and be okay with it. See, this isn't about judgment. This is about grace. This is about warmth, support, non-judgment. And this is where you can hear yourself. Not hear yourself think. This is where you can hear yourself. Thinking's a different thing. This is where you are present. Where the past is the past. The future hasn't happened yet. You're just present into this very expansive sense of awareness. And I'm really just getting a lot of shifting happening there, Joan. So I think everybody's been kind of all over the place. So as all of you that are listening to us now, and all of you that are listening to us in a different sense of time and space, which there is none, so you are listening to me now, welcome. All right, Joan, what you got?
I was noticing a lot of the shifting that was going on, and I was noticing just a lot of stuff going on all over the place.
Yeah.
And one of the things I was reflecting on is somebody I was talking to yesterday who has a long history of recovery, but they had relapsed. I think it's okay to mention this. It was outside. They had relapsed on a substance that is now legal. Of course, alcohol is legal as well. And what I saw for them was that this is a breakthrough to a new level. So it's a new beginning on a more advanced level for them. And it occurs to me that these kind of things are coming to the surface for everyone. And it's an opportunity to break down what's old and not working and break through into something new. So even though they're revisiting something like, you know, hitting bottom on a substance,
mm-hmm.
they're actually coming through to the next level. And, you know, what is really breaking down is the egoic level is mm-hmm. what I'd say. And, mm-hmm. and what makes it so hard for, mm-hmm. you know, people to break through to the next level is, well, they've already done that, or they have years mm-hmm. and years in this thing, so they don't have a problem with that secondary thing. And it just keeps them effortlessly stepping through to what's showing up now. And, you know, you and I were both acknowledging that there is some pretty amazing opening going on. And to me, I feel like it's breaking through to being consciously aware on almost a completely different dimensional level, within the three-dimensional world. So the world is solid and real. And as consciousness, I'm both in the body and outside the body at the same time. And I'm getting just more and more marked awareness of that. And my telepathy and empathy is like gone through the roof. And I'm noticing other people having these same abilities going through the roof that never acknowledged having them before. So people are just, you know, feeling like they're going crazy as well. And really, it's a birth process. They're birthing their essential self out of their old egoic skins, I guess.
Great point to mention. I know in my own story that I'm going through a lot of physical chiropractic stuff, patterns that I've had. And they're coming up this time from a whole different level of awareness that I've had in the past. And that's what you're describing. If you take the judgment out of what we're experiencing and where we find ourselves and take the, well, okay, I've slipped. That's a judgment. You got to put that aside. What you're doing is I'm feeling things that I haven't felt in several years, right? And I could just be really upset, or what I can take is, and this is what I do, is I look at that as fresh information again. I look at it as, whoa, there that is. I haven't had that in a long time. That's still there somewhere. I can feel it. Wow, what would I do with that now? Because when I experienced it the last time, I was that Janet. I'm not that Janet anymore. And any of us who are seeing our pattern come up, we're not who we were when we had that pattern the last time. And we're forgetting that everything is shifting, so we are shifting. And this is the way that the pattern shows up again, and now you can take the change in it. This is the opportunity to look at that, come up again and go, oh, I see. And then it becomes different, because in that infinite sea of potential, that's what's available. Because I'm not who I was the last time I had this symptom. And I can see it and experience it and go, you're right, that's there. Now, what do I want to do with that now? Now that I have these skill sets, now that I have this awareness, now that I have, oh, I don't really need to feel that anymore, is so powerful. So powerful.
Yeah. So you're talking specifically about your relationship with your physical body. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here you're going chiropractic again, but mm-hmm. from a new awareness of it.
Yeah.
And that's exactly with people having these sort of breakdowns and breakthroughs, that it is, you have the opportunity to own your transformation process, whether
right.
you call it a healing process or something mm-hmm. else, own it and respond to your body in a different way. Now, if you're not operating from your awareness as consciousness, you're going to be experiencing it as doom and gloom, as horrible, awful stuff happening to you. Mm-hmm. Your body might feel it's dying, because that's the, you know, it interprets things in terms of life and death, and something brand new happening to it must feel like it's dying. And as consciousness, you don't die, so you don't take that part so seriously. I just had this flash in my head, because I had likened this to a birth process. I remember I gave birth to both my kids at home.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time, the midwife wasn't even there yet with the first one. And the second one, the midwife just happened to be there, happened in 55 minutes flat. I had the same thought at the very beginning of labor with both of them, which was like, I changed my mind. It's like, well, it's too late now. The birth process has started.
Yeah.
You're in your home. You can't stop the birth process. So, you know, the body goes, you know, I'm out of here. And it doesn't have to be that way. So something, you will be more comforted. I suggest to y'all out there that you will be more comforted if you stay present, you focus as consciousness in your body. Your body will be reassured that there's somebody driving the bus, which is you, the greater aspect of you, and your body will be reassured that you're going to see it through this process. I think, you know, in the past, we've either, you know, kicked left our body because it was in pain, or our body, you know, kicked us out because it was in pain. And it's a different interaction now. What I find is becoming more present and more focused in my body as consciousness, the pain disappears.
I think what my thought in all of that, Joan, was that what is different is there's no victim in my story now.
Yes, yes.
And I think that is the huge shift for all of us. I think what people are coming to awareness is, you know, their anger, their passion, their whatever, you know, is hitting us in different areas. And it's like, well, I'm going to make something happen here. And it really is as consciousness is expressing itself without the burden of feeling bad about that someone else is in control. That's the big thing I think that is in my experience of doing this work, has come to understand that I set the game up and I'm not going to have to feel bad. I don't have to feel bad because of the game I set up. So how is this useful? So when I do it through the physical sense of the chiropractor and that kind of thing, it's like, so there's the information again. And this time there's no victim in it. It's like, oh, it's just information. I don't have to be attached to this. This is just part of a pattern. And I can totally relate to it differently. In the huge quantum opening that we're all experiencing about who we are as individuals in this world and in a collective sense as consciousness, and that opening that's happening, no, there isn't any victim there either. I think that's what's remarkable.
Yes.
What if there was no victimhood?
Yes. Because, exactly. Because
that's a new beginning.
Exactly. That would transform your world. So if you were feeling like a victim, if you were feeling that anything is more powerful than you, you know, the big bad corporations or, you know,
however you feel it. Yeah.
Yes. And actually my explanation with that, because a very foundational thing is to say that you're powerless over alcohol or you're powerless mm-hmm. over your obsession. And the truth to that is that if your focus is outside on that thing, you are powerless.
Mm-hmm.
Because your focus is outside of you, yourself, your space, and you're going to feel powerless. Anything you give power to, you're going to feel powerless over. So admitting that you're powerless, the surrender process actually allows you to drop it. You drop your focus. Turn your focus back on yourself, and that connects you as consciousness and empowers you to make different choices.
Well, you know, and I think that the way I noticed that the chemistry of cessation, right, in the brain, and so in the physicality of the body, cessation, reward, and learning are all in the same place apparently. And so what are you trying to learn? How are you trying to reward? How are you trying to get enough? It's all tied up in the same place. And I think if we bring our awareness to the energy dynamics that are at play, not from the label, but from the energetic signature of something, you're much more aware of how you're manipulating yourself and your world.
Yeah.
And I think we want to start. That's the excitement of the new brain information, neurology, don't have the language right now, to access, you know, that we're becoming aware of. But, you know, there is so much we don't know from a physical standpoint about our bodies. There's so much we don't know about from an emotional standpoint about our bodies or from a mental standpoint. You know, we really have to admit how limited we are in how we perceive who we are. And if we get out of the arrogance or the blindness or the assumption states about that and just allow yourself to back to beginner's mind, for instance, about what is showing up and look at it from an energetic place as opposed to your labeled need to have it be something, then you have much more awareness. And I think that's a great new beginning. What if we all invited everyone to start approaching life that way?
Yeah, I was thinking there's so many things that we used to believe was hard and fast, and it is different now. So used to believe that, when you lost brain cells, that was it. Yeah. And now they realized you can regenerate brain cells. Used to think that if, you had a stroke and you weren't better in 6 months, that was it. And now they're realizing it can take years to learn to read again. But there is that, the potential is there. And people are now learning so much about the regenerative processes of the body that mm-hmm. it can regenerate. Mm-hmm. And so that's our physical body. And then as consciousness, we are the creator of our physical body, of our reality. When you start to work on that level, you can do some pretty amazing transformative work. You can reset bones and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you have got to change the reality that's being created by those informational states. That's the key. So, science will say something, and maybe you live long enough in order to get enough subject to make a qualified statement about something. But it's like I hear that all the time about things, and then I'm like, well, so what? Why should I allow someone's viewing or assumption about something to dictate how I show up? What am I getting out of that? So as consciousness, there is no time, there is no space. So that tells us that anything is possible. And it just falls into the set of parameters you put around it. And yeah, certainly you have to look at how beliefs come into that, your sense of who you are comes into that, as to what is possible. That limits your possibilities. And I had a friend who once said when we got into this work, she says, I'll know this works when my brown eyes turn blue. And I went, that sounds good. Now, what's the reality that is going to be possible? Well, I want it to be that. Well, that's nice, but how powerful is your want? What about all those things to say that's not possible that you're holding in place? And then there's nothing to say that her eyes couldn't have turned in the blink of an eye. And then they turned again in another blink, right? So
more likely to happen with something like that is that she makes that, sets that intention, and then she forgets about it. And slowly over time, her eyes turn blue and she suddenly goes, oh, wait, didn't I have brown eyes?
Right. Or she's so focused on that, she's missing all the other places something different is happening.
Yeah, where the miracles are really happening.
Right, right.
This reminds me when I do sessions with clients, I have to tell them that the work that we're doing today has a ripple effect out into the world. And you may not feel an instantaneous change at this moment, but you might 2 or 3 days from now. Mm-hmm. So because sometimes it does take time and space for things to work, even though in these consciousness techniques, you can have instantaneous change. So I have witnessed people, suddenly who had, spine problems, suddenly have it completely shift in a moment, even though they'd been through multiple car accidents and things like that.
Happens all the time.
Yeah.
In this work, I'm working with people. Last night, we had all kinds of things in group happen, and people come in with their aches and pains and all that, and then you go, oh, really? What are you noticing right now? And they're gone. And you go, so what's at play there is our expectation in the process of being something, and that so is creating interference in something being different, and things can change before you can even speak it, because that's what's possible. And it's just fascinating how we what reality state are you in, and then how do you come into awareness of it being different? And I'm always doing that with my clients, is they state something that's, as far as they're concerned, just the way life is. And then I said, so how do you feel about that right now? And they have to take a minute. And I'm like, see, it's already different. And what if it continues to be different? How long will it take you to understand that it is different?
And, you know, that's the important thing we also remind folks, is to notice what is different.
Yeah.
Because if you just look at what stays the same, you're kind of resetting yourself back to the state you were before you started a session.
So
you can undo it. And it is also effortless enough to redo it, to step into your own new state of possibilities, because, as we said at the top of the show, potential can happen at any time. You can have a new beginning in any moment. You can, you know, I like to teach people in my meetup groups, you know, how to step into parallel universes, because it really is as simple as stepping to the left or stepping to the right, and you've changed lanes on your cosmic freeway. You are now, you know, in a completely different universe where you can have a different unfolding. And it doesn't mean that you're no longer in the city that you live in, or the sky's gone green or something like that, but you have shifted into a universe where the outcome can be different. The people can treat you differently. You go to work the next day and your boss has quit. Things like that has happened.
Right. Well, and I think we want to just make our listeners aware that when we say that it's that simple, that there's a great deal going on there when we say it's that simple. Our intention and our expectation are at the same place, so that when you step to the left or you step to the right, everything in you is in total agreement that that step is changing everything just enough for you to notice it. You know, because a lot of people will say, well, I step to the left and the right all the time and nothing happens.
Exactly. Well, you step with intention. You step knowing that that's what you've done.
Exactly.
And you
exactly.
notice what is different, because that's the other thing about these things, is it's incredibly subtle, but it's incredibly profound.
Oh, totally. Well, this is the way we live our life, right? Is that, you know, with intention, and we notice how if something doesn't happen that we would request of the universe and ourselves, well, okay, then where's my expectation about that? And then you start to realize how you're holding these in different states of awareness. And so, okay, then we collapse that and we put that into the same state. And, you know, we're doing this all the time. And you out there can do this all the time too. It is easy to do. It just takes discipline in knowing that, yes, okay, the world is much different than the way I think it is, the way someone's told me. And all you can do is go to heart space. That's why we're always offering this every week, is that that's as the unified field and as your experience of consciousness and your experience of it, that your authentic voice is there and what's truthful for you is there. And that it's not how you think about something. Because usually that comes as the end result of not listening to your heart. And it's not that we're talking emotional heart. We're talking about what is truthful for you in your awareness of how you experience. It's not thinking is about making something okay. It's about rationalizing, reasoning, validating. And we're not doing that. What we're doing is we're allowing ourselves to experience our truth as individuals in this collective experience, and what is present and real without all the clatter, without all the justifying and compromising and the day-to-day stuff that we get involved in. And think about today, everyone. How many times did you make a decision that you didn't feel good about, but you allowed for? You know, it just takes a habit of that. to start creating illness, to start creating tension. How many of you went running today, for instance, because you really were running, trying to outrun something? Okay, or how many of you baked something or ate something more past that sense of cessation because you were trying to fill something? We do it in so many different ways. So we want to really just offer this place of where you realize the expansiveness of being free of what you think makes a big difference. And it's a new beginning. So what do you notice, Joan?
Well, you know, what was floating through my head is also things that we know about brain chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
So I find for myself that if I eat sugar, I want to eat more sugar. You know, if I eat bread, I want to eat more bread because sugar stops the awareness in your of being full. And that's why they stick it in bread and they stick it in all sorts of things. And so it doesn't take a lot to just, maybe it does for some people. Sugar used to be my main food group for one thing. So, over time, it's now that in stopping doing sugar, it becomes an unusual thing to try. And it's not something that's a compulsion to continue with. And so I have shifted. I've not only shifted my mindset, I've shifted my response to my body. I've shifted the choices that I feed my body. Vegetables are now my main food group. It wasn't, I wasn't a mean mommy that put myself on this diet. It was an evolution over time. And I think that's part of it too, is it's what's going on in our evolution here is we are becoming more aware of ourselves as consciousness, and we are becoming more aware of responding to our body as consciousness, and then making choices from that greater awareness, responding to as opposed to responsibility.
You know, sometimes the best thing you can do is read a food package label. You know, I mean, it's, you know, the simpler the label is, probably the healthier it is, right? Because sugar isn't a condiment, you know, it's a taste thing, but it's not a food group, but most of us use it that way.
And often it's the first ingredient on the thing.
Yeah, and it's a charge, right? Because that's what the brain uses, sugar needs it. And the brain also needs cholesterol, so it needs fat. So these are important key things. So sure, give me a lot of them and I'll even feel better.
Right, but well, it depends on what kind you give, because it's if you have a piece of fruit kind of thing, it's a different thing than if you drink something that's made out of corn syrup.
So
it'll be a different, we're talking about things that are more natural in agreement with our bodies and not natural. And I think it's a reflection of the greater thing of us becoming more in alignment with the essence of who we are and responding to our bodies differently. Like going to the chiropractor for you and you're responding to your body differently. It's a whole new beginning of a new relationship.
Right. And I'm looking forward to when I won't be having to go. Right. Yeah. You know, I mean, this is the place I find myself now. And it doesn't mean that that's where I am at all in the future. So, all right, everyone, it looks like it's time for us to start thinking about coming back. And I think we have found as we do this in the evening that we just kind of like to leave you hanging out there, and you're really not hanging out there. You are in this cradle. You can feel it. There's just warmth, embrace, of potential. So what if you were just, we leave you swimming in delightful arms of potential. And as we'll go to a commercial break here.
Well, what I'd come in on that, because people are listening to this at all different times, but we are broadcasting live in the evening. However, if it isn't your daytime or if you are at work, you can allow yourself to come back to street level, but you can hold the wonderful heart space that we have created here.
Yeah, you're always in this state, whether you all you do is you move your awareness in and out of it. So this is always present. It's not something out there. It's not something you have to claw your way to. Just allow yourself to notice, oh, okay, now I have to drive. Oh, check in at the break. Yeah, no, it feels nice. Nice place.
Yeah. So we do have to stop for a commercial break right now, but stay tuned because we're talking about new beginnings in consciousness in a state of grace.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan. I'm along here with Janet, and we have been talking about new beginnings and consciousness.
What would you say about ending things, Joan? I mean, if we start new beginnings, does that mean something ended?
Well, that's the thing.
Or did something evolve?
It's really what transformed.
Yeah.
Transformed? Because actually nothing... From a biological or even physics level, nothing ever ends. It just transmutes into something else.
Yeah. So it's not about it's not about denying the past. It's not about saying it didn't happen. It's not about, oh, I'll think about that later. It's about, oh, okay. Well, what if the energy just came out of that and transcended, turned itself upside down? And then there's something there, you know, because change happens in so many different ways. And a new beginning is just really, for me, has the sense that something has completed itself and something now is possible. Something different is possible.
Yeah. And you know, what you have not lost anything. It all still exists in a different state. You can let it go so that you can be in the present moment.
Being in the present moment, right? Everything's the past.
If it's not the future.
It was the past, yeah.
If it's not the future. But yes, and I really have this awareness of time being on different layers or different levels of vibrational frequency, and the past is just a denser vibration that we're no longer accessing, and the present is the vibration of clarity that we are now, and the future is vibration that is coming into being. And as consciousness, we're very complex, and we can encompass all of that, but in our physical bodies, we can only focus on what's here and now. If we focus on the past, we weigh ourselves down, we feel griefy, we feel regretful, because we're engaging with something that is denser, so it'll feel stuck. And if you focus on the future, your body will feel freaked out. It'll be frightened because it hasn't come into being yet. And so it interprets that as, you know, not living. So, yeah.
I think that for me is almost an issue of unresolvedness. You know, it's something that is carrying over. It's something that's not resolved. There's not a peace about it. And a new beginning it could be just a fresh approach. Something like, oh, well, why don't we do it this way or think about it like this or allow for something different to happen. And that is the transcendent of something. You know, I guess what I'm tracking right now is on how many different layers is consciousness we operate at any one moment, and that where we focus our attention is just the place we're focusing. all kinds of things are still going on, but we don't see it because we're focused over there. And if you take that in terms of dimension and space and time, which all of that is not real, those are a lot of man-made constructs to help us know where we are and have a sense of place, et cetera, et cetera. You can see, okay, if I was just open to all this stuff going on, it kind of drive you nuts maybe, right? You know, there's so much there you could be tracking. So it's all right to organize ourselves, but it's where we're coming into play is engaging the state of where, okay, that's this, and it's the uncertainty principle at play, where it's the particle and the wave at the same time, where something is something and then it's just something else. And we're in all this different relationship at the same time. So that's why this is such a powerful new beginnings, and what's coming up is because that awareness is getting out there that those are forces, dynamic principles that are at play that we're all kind of developing awareness of. So those vibrations and resonances.
Yeah. So Janet, do we want to tell people how to connect with us beyond the show? Or do we want to tell them who's coming up next?
Let's tell them about our great guest next week.
All right.
And then we can wrap her up. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So next week, we are talking to Diane Collins. And she is an original thinker and one of the first and foremost thought leaders of our time. And she's created a new system called Quantum Think. She's a master of translating ancient knowledge into modern quantum terms that provide a practical and transformative platform for the way we conduct our business or personal affairs. And her book is Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World. It's an ambitious book unveiling powerful secrets that bridge the gap between ancient wisdom and modern science to reveal a power that exists in each of us, if only we learn how to access the source. So Quantum Think explains that our thinking is not free but conditioned by our worldview. And only with this knowledge are we able to pursue the lives that we truly desire. So some of the important concepts that she'll be talking about are the power of intent to manifest results in the observer-created reality, the disciplined use of intuition as our access to the non-local field of infinite intelligence, listening as a dimension of being rather than a skill, awareness to notice and interrupt limited thinking patterns and move beyond them, and how mind generates emotion, and how to use this dynamic energy to our advantage. So the things she's talking about very much resonate with both you and
totally,
I, and things
totally.
That we teach and talk about. So it's going to be a real fascinating conversation.
We're looking forward to it very much. So let's see. I guess we need to tell them how to get a hold of us. And
yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, see, this is very nice. I like these Sunday evenings.
Yeah. Yeah. Sunday
good
evenings.
Good way to
zone in, Janet.
Yeah, to zone out. Start the week.
Well, I'll launch into letting people know how to get in touch with me, and hopefully you'll stay awake long enough for people to get in touch with you. My website is joan-newcomb.com, and if you go there, you will see my YouTube videos. I put them out twice a week, and I talk about all these different interesting things, and I will even teach a technique or two on them if you search through those. So that's on my website, and also the meetups that I do around the Puget Sound. I do them in Seattle, Tacoma, Everett. I keep saying Everett. Not in Everett yet, people. Bellevue and Olympia. And then also I do a monthly webinar, and I have a program right now called Rediscover Your Purpose and Regain Your Passion. It's 12 weeks to transformation, and you can find out more about that on my website. How about you, Janet?
And I want to just make a plug for Joan, because her clients are having really good success stories, and do her passion test on her website. I enjoyed myself when I did it. You know, we're changing all the time, and we have to always refresh. And, you know, what was important to you 10 years ago may not be what drives you today. So do the test and see where you are and how far you've come. And,
Janet, in 60 seconds or less, tell them about your website.
Let me see. JanetandBeyond.com. And you can get a hold of me at my email address, too, if you like, at Janet B at janetandbeyond.com. And oh, life is good, everyone. I don't care what it looks like. It's good out there. Let it be good.
And I invite you to find us on Facebook, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. Give us suggestions of things to think about. And also, our show is on YouTube, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. And by the way, I'm on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. We're also all on Facebook, Janet Barrett and Joan Marjorie Newcomb. We're on Facebook as well. So lots of ways to get in touch with us.
Thanks, Joan.
Yeah.
It's always a delight to work with you. It's always a delight. And everyone, you're out there listening, thank you for joining us. Yeah, we appreciate it.
It's mutual. So you've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm Janet Barrett. Still am.
Dramatic pause there. We'd like to thank you all for joining us, as no matter whether you're listening live or in the future, you are helping to co-create this experience because consciousness is beyond time and space. So thank you for joining us as consciousness expressing and evolving.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.